Title of my message this morning is, Does Anybody Care? Stay with me for just a little while. Does anybody really understand? Are they concerned about me? Do they really know how I feel? And can they help me? Can they help me? Job 24:12. Men groan, and the soul of the wounded crieth out. I want to deal with being wounded this morning. Men groan, and the soul of the wounded crieth out. Why do people cry? Why do they groan? So many are hurting nowadays emotionally. They're hurting mentally. They're suffering physically and spiritually. Down deep inside of their soul, they cry and they moan and they groan, wishing for release, longing for comfort, desiring hope in some form. You got a whole world that's filled with people without hope. You got a world filled with people that are hurting physically, mentally, spiritually. They're as low as you can get. Is there hope for someone like that? Who's his name? Well, glory to God. Their wounds go deep. Hallelujah. Would somebody that has an answer just come by my way? They're saying, some way and somehow, would they reach out and help me? For I don't want to live a life like this anymore. I'm miserable inside, and I'm hurting inside, and I'm longing inside for something. I need a change in my life. I need hope inside of my heart and my soul. I need peace that only God can give, glory. I know I need help. Deep inside I hurt. I groan. Would somebody come and walk in the avenues of my soul and take away the hurt and bring peace, hallelujah, in its place of pain? Glory to God.
Come on.
Jeremiah 10:19. Listen to these people that cried out. Jeremiah cried out. He said, woe is me for my hurt. Well, glory. I want you to know the greatest thing that will hurt you is sin. Your greatest enemy, it's not God. There's no evil comes from God. No hurt comes from God. Peace and joy and hope comes from the Lord. Who is it out? But Jesus said the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said that I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I want you to know you've got an enemy of your soul, and his name is Satan, and he is the devil. Hallelujah. He's making havoc of lives and bringing misery into the souls of many, many millions of people. Oh God. Oh, so many people are crying. They're longing for something on the inside to give them peace. Amen. They go to bed of a night miserable. They wake up the next morning dreading the day again. There's nothing to keep them on the inside. My Lord, what a life that they live without God and without hope. Hallelujah. My reason this morning that I can smile and raise my hands with peace in my heart is because Jesus is alive. He went to the cross and he died for my sins. Hallelujah. On the old, hallelujah, on my knees at an old altar of prayer one night, I said, God, I've went as far as I can go. Hallelujah. I'm as low as I can get. I'm lost without hope and without peace. And if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. Well, glory. What was it happened? What was it transformed in my life? Jeremiah said, woe is me for my hurt. What's he saying? Would you be honest with yourself this morning? That's all I'm asking. Are you happy? Are you full of joy and hope? Come on.
Come on now.
Are you happy where you're at and the shape you're in? What Jeremiah was saying, I'm in bad shape.
Yeah.
I'm in a mess.
Yeah.
Woe is me. I'm hurting inside, Lord. He goes on to say, my wound is grievous.
Oh, yes, Lord.
In other words, I'm suffering. No one really knows how I feel.
Oh, God.
If they only knew how I felt and how I hurt.
Oh, yes.
If they only knew my pain and my sorrow, I'm in bad shape. Life for me is not pleasant. Every day, I hurt. Every day, I'm miserable. I'm desperate, Lord.
Amen.
I need help.
Oh,
Lord, Lord, Lord. I need help. Oh, that the world would come to their senses.
Oh.
I need help.
I need
help. It was Job that cried out. He said, my wound is incurable. Now you listen to me. Job got so far down. He got so low in his suffering. He said, my wound is incurable. I'm beyond help. No, 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 you ain't either. I'm beyond help. Days and weeks and months have dragged on. And it's gotten worse. God, there's no hope. I feel so lost. I've lost my children. I've lost my possessions. I've lost my family. My wealth is all gone. My friends have walked away, glory. My loved ones don't understand my suffering. They don't know how bad I hurt on the inside of my soul. Oh, glory. They don't know my pain. I just can't cope anymore. My grief is so heavy. My strength is all gone. I've lost hope. I can't go on like this any longer. I can't even help myself. I'm so low. There's just no release from the tossings inside of me. I guess I'll die and I'll go to the grave in this shape. No one can help me. And they don't understand. I guess it's the end for me. My wound is incurable. No, it ain't, Job. No, it ain't, Job. You cannot get far enough away from God. You can't sink so low that He will not hear you. You'll never be so miserable and far away from God. Why, He won't hear you. Incurable. I want you to know people are carrying scars and they are carrying wounds from the hand of the devil this morning that has scarred them, hallelujah, and tore their lives to pieces. My Lord, they're miserable on the inside. How low will you go? How far down will you go? Until you realize, like a prodigal son, that you need to go back to the Father's house where there's abundance of bread. Hallelujah. Run back. Be honest. God's wanting you to be honest. Don't put a camouflage on. Don't try to hide your unhappiness. Realize where you're at. Come on. Wake up. God's got something for you. Let me talk about wounds just for a minute. Do you know what causes them? All sorrow and shame and heartaches and pain is the direct result of sin. Everything was good in the beginning until sin came along.
Right.
Along with that sin comes Satan. Sin hurts. It mars. It scars both body and soul.
Yes.
Sin entered the human race through Adam's fall in the Garden of Eden. You know the story. And ever since then, it's the devil's job to wound precious souls and drag them down to a grave and beyond. He's out to destroy lives both young and old. He seeks to take people down, empty them of all hope, tell them there's no help and no one cares. Can I ask you this morning, do you really believe that there's somebody that cares?
Yes.
Amen. About your welfare?
Yes.
I know He cares for me. He cares for my wife. He cares for my pastor and all the Christians in the house. But do you really believe tonight, this morning, that He cares about you too?
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
What a love. What a love. We're going to listen. Wounds go deep. And hurt goes deeper still. You might feel like life has dealt you a bad hand. You might be sick and you might be afflicted. You might feel like you're at the end of your life's rope. Even though sickness has come, there's somebody who cares. There is someone who understands. And His name this morning is Jesus. He gives help and hope to the hopeless. Listen, for those who have taken the wrong road, Satan will bait you. He will take you as deep as you want to go, but not without wounds. People are carrying scars in their bodies and souls and minds. And the saddest part of it, people got them while seeking after pleasures and highs in this old world that left them empty, bruised, broken, and battered. The road they took was supposed to lead to fun, but it was a road of sin, and that sin turned on them. They were only trying to fill the void on the inside. Oh, the hurt. Oh, the pain. You will never, ever feel the void in your heart and in your soul with anything that this world has to offer.
Right.
Riches, gold, money, houses, lands, pleasures, drugs, alcohol. It don't matter what this world has. Nothing can fill the void. I really believe when God made man, He put a place inside of the soul that only He Himself could dwell in. And only Jesus could abide in. There's an emptiness on the inside and nothing will fill it but the love of Jesus Christ. Everybody slip your hands up and wave it to the Lord. My Lord and my God. Who but a God like this? Oh, hallelujah. Can give such peace and a hope to a person. Glory. Well, glory to God. I say praise God forever. Oh, that I could wrap my arms around everybody. Oh, that I could lead you to the best friend I ever had. Let me introduce you to this friend of mine who hangs out the stars and tells us sun when the sky. His name is Jesus. That's the drug addict with sunken eyes. As they roll up their sleeves and reveal the scars from the needle marks all over their arms. Look at the pitiful prostitute. Her teeth is a rotting out. Her hairs are falling out from the coke and the meth. The alcoholics, as they scavenge for food, reaching down into garbage cans for a morsel and a bite to eat. Their home is a cardboard box at the end of some alley somewhere. Their shelter from the wind and the rain is underneath a cardboard box. Oh God, the broken homes, the suffering families. People are leaving this world every day. They're going out into eternity without God. They're leaving out of here scarred and wounded by the mass master of the seat. They die in a mess. Their life is a wreck. It's torn by the master of this seat, robbed by the enemy of their very soul. But is there hope this morning? I said, is there hope this morning? Well, glory to God, yes, they are. When I came to Jesus, he dried up. Oh, he took the alcohol and the drugs out of my veins. Hallelujah. Well, glory, his royal blood this morning flows on the inside. Life radiates and peace came in. That night that I nailed a long time ago, I found hope and help for my soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy.
Amen.
Holy, my Jesus.
Yes.
Holy, 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 holy.
Yes.
I want to ask you, does anybody care?
Yes.
Is there anybody around right now who really cares about me?
Yes.
Oh, yes. What's his name?
Jesus.
Listen to what the Lord said. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable. Bruise. Somebody tell me, how do you get a bruise? It's when you run into something. You get hit with something. It's when you take a fall. You get bruised. When you fall. Fail from grace. Fail from God. Fail away from the faith. Fail away from the church. Fallen into sin. You might look healthy in your body. You might try to wear a smile. If you don't know Jesus, you're bruised in your soul.
Right. Glory to God.
My heart breaks this morning. People are bruised from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. And they're hurting. And they're crying out. Oh, glory. Let's finish this. What the Lord said. He said, for thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. You're in bad shape. You're in a horrible mess and a condition. Verse 13, thou hast no healing medicine. You cannot fix it on your own.
Amen.
You cannot heal yourself. Now, this is what God said. Your wound is incurable. You have no healing medicines. You don't have the answer to fix your own problems. Did he end there? But I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. But I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Return unto me, backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. I'm married to the backsliding, and if you'll return unto me, saith the Lord, I will return unto you. How many can raise your hand and say, I need a healing? Well, glory to God, I need a healing. Is there somebody that cares? Hallelujah, about me? Yes, his name is Jesus, and he's right here in this church this morning. Your medicines cannot fix you, but God's got a healing balm of Gilead. Glory, hallelujah, to heal you. Yes, there's somebody out there who cares. He's right here. Somebody does understand.
Yes.
Did you know the only way somebody really can understand what you're going through, they too have had to go down the same road of suffering?
That's right. Amen.
In order to really relate to others, how can you truly feel others' pain unless you've been there yourself?
Right.
Yes, there's someone who has compassion. He feels your hurt. Today he carries the scars of injury and the scars of hurt. He carries in his hands and in his feet the deep wound marks. Yes, he is able to feel for you. This one that I'm talking about has went through it all, and therefore he has mercy. He has such love and compassion. Oh yes, he cares. You might say, can he help me? Can the one you're talking about touch me? Will he hear me?
Yes.
If I call on him?
Yes.
And will he heal my broken, bruised heart? Oh God, will he?
Nobody really knows what he went through. You may need to go to the cross for somebody like me. You may need to take the nails. He said, nobody, no man taking my life from me. They didn't have to tie me down. He said, I came into the world for such an hour as this, time as this.
Come on.
Nobody forced me to die. Nobody had to hog tie me and pull me down on a cross. He said, I lay my life down freely. For I cannot be a faithful high priest that is touched with the feeling of all your infirmities unless I suffer. Well, glory. So he lays his life down on an old rugged cross. Oh, oh God. My Father. My Father.
As many were astonished at me, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form, nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised, the rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him.
Yes, he feels for your pain. Carries the marks and the wound. How much did he love me? I want you to know no one has ever suffered like Christ. He did it all because he loved you and me. He suffered it all in order to save and to heal. Standing in the judgment hall, they sentenced him to die. They cried, "Away with him, away with him, take him and crucify him." They led him away and tied him to a whipping post and beat his back and ribcage with a cat of nine tails, until they tore the flesh from his back all the way down to his bones. His bones even stuck out. That's a price Jesus paid for your soul. Hallelujah. They untied him from the whipping post, and they planted a crown of thorns and jabbed it down upon his head, piercing his tender brow till the blood flowed down his face, filling his eye sockets. They spit in his face. They mocked him. They took a reed and smote him over the head. They then led him to the top of a rugged hill called Calvary, and there Jesus laid down his life upon the cross. He stretched out his hands and let the Roman soldiers drive the nails deep through his hands and feet. They erected the old cross and dropped it into the ground, and there he hung for 6 hours in agony of body and soul. He cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know why that he cried that? It's because he took every sin of every human being in this world, the human race. He bore it to the cross of Calvary. So when the nails went deep through his hands and his feet, they were actually being driven through our sins. Our sins went with Jesus and was driven through by the nails upon the cross. Did he pay a price? Is there a sin too big that God won't forgive? No, 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 no. He cried out again, I thirst. Jesus cried out to the Father, be not far from me. Oh God, the people laughed me to scorn. I'm poured out like water. All of my bones are out of joint. My heart is melted in the midst of my bowels, and my strength is dried up. My tongue cleaveth to my jaws. I want to ask you, does Jesus care about you this morning? Amen. If you've been wounded by sin, you carry the bruises. Somebody drew a picture one time and painted it about Jesus. And in the picture, it shows Jesus down on one knee like this, and his hands like this.
And a little girl walks up to him.
She looks at the big scar where the nail went in his foot, his feet. She looked at his hand. She said, does it still hurt?
You know what he told her?
No, honey. The wounds
that healed. The Father healed. What you see is just the scar. The hurt is all gone. Can God do that for a soul? Can God do that to a wounded, broken heart? But I'd like to add something to that, Cassia. As Jesus told the little girl, no, it don't hurt no more. But what really hurts me, and it grieves me every day, it breaks my heart every day, I hurt every day, is because people will not come to me and let me fix them. Let me heal the broken heart. Let me set the captives free. If they would only come to me, I'll give them life and joy and peace. Jesus is hurting this morning. Sister Bessie, I believe that all my heart. He's hurting. It's not because of him. It's because of you. He's hurting. Would you stand? Oh God, it don't hurt anymore. My Father healed it. But my heart is broken when I look at the human race. Outstretched arms of Jesus Christ. Outstretched hands.
Thank God, Jesus, I'm coming.